This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's outstanding. Robot bartender Kenny, did I hear that right?
Was that from yesterday?
No. Oh, David's
it's been
just,
a while.
David is going into some of the archives now that it's football season's over for us. Oh, that's keep that one close to the vest. I like that. We're going to need more of that. All right. Well, we gotta have some conversation here. This is a strange day, Rico. We should. There's a feeling of loss. There's a feeling of, wait, we're not previewing Lions and Eagles. It's just a weird place. And what I have to do is different than what I would do. Meaning, look, I do this for a living. I'm watching the games. But if our audience out there, if I'm a Lions fan, I wouldn't watch a single millisecond of this weekend because I couldn't bring myself to it. I would want nothing to do with it. I wouldn't want to watch strangers play football for money. I would do something else. I wanted to. Is that crazy to ask that question to start?
No. No, it's not. Because I do believe you're correct. You're a Lions fan.
They're acing out?
You are. And it's funny because I talked to Doug in the crosstalk, and Doug was saying, you know, last year I watched the Super Bowl, and yes, I am, Doug. But he watched the Super Bowl, and he's like, but after the Lions lost on Sunday, he had no desire. He couldn't watch the games. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a specific reason why you're going to opt out.
Let's hear it.
Because I've been there before. You're opting out because last year you lost to the Niners. The Niners were, you consider them an equal. So when you lost to them, you didn't feel that angry. You may have lived a little bit like, well, we could have beaten the Chiefs. You lost to a team that you don't consider your equal. You lost to a quarterback who just got into the league. That's where it stings because you don't feel like the Commanders deserve to move on to this week. They took your spot from you. And that's why you're not going to watch. That's why you're going to be angry. And I told David, I equated it to the when MSU lost to Middle Tennessee. And I couldn't believe what happened. The Giddy Potts game.
I was on the air.
And I did not watch any of the tournament that year. I just aced
out. You opted out.
I said, I can't watch any of these games because this is just, no. Like, they had the game of their life. Like, he would never play this good again.
Remember the guy with the male pattern baldness?
Yes.
Was that Bob? No. It was like Bob Upshaw.
Yeah, they already
like that.
Dude, they already looked like they were in their 15-year reunion of that game.
Truth. It was like Rico's Founders Night at the fraternity. It was a 50 and up league. So, look, is Rico right? Look, if you're unaffected by it and you still love football, say it. But if you are opting out of this, I want you to understand, I happen to agree with you. If I didn't do what I did for a living or have the pod, the Boomer Show, the other stuff I have to do, no, I wouldn't watch. I would be like, you know what? Had my fill. The only thing that would bring me to watch, Rico, would be the Latte Larry angle. just spite, just wanting to root against the Commanders. The problem is watching, I don't want to see anybody happy.
Right.
I don't want to see Travis Kelce gyrating. I don't want to see Pat Mahomes and his stupid little hand gestures. I don't want Tay-Tay up in the booth. I don't want to see Big Dom D'Alessandro. I don't want Saquon Barkley happy, but that's a me thing. I don't want anyone happy if I'm miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So I happen to agree with you, but I don't know where people are at. Look, they've passionately wanted to vent and talk about the Lions, and that's what we've done all week.
Right.
But Kenny, case in point, do you think you're going to watch?
If you would have asked me this question on the Sunday after that Lions loss, I would have said absolutely no effing way am I going to watch this game. No shot. But now that some time has passed, or these games, now that some time has passed, this will become background noise to me. I will have it on a TV. It will not be on the main screen. I'll glance over at it every so often, probably get a little upset, and then continue on to whatever the main programming is going to be.
Is the hot dog roller back?
No, absolutely not.
So I just didn't know if there'd be like caloric therapy.
It will be. It's residing in the kitchen, which is where it will stay.
Oh. You lost the battle, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It was the sad walk of shame, and then I can't get it back after that, you know? That was a very sad walk, by the way.
Are you sure we can't just shoot the thing?
No.
All right.
It's my hot dog roller. Okay. It got us this far.
248-539-9797. David, what is your prediction on what the people are going to do?
Many of them, I believe, are going to not watch. I just think that the pain is too much. I think they're different than what Kenny is. I don't think enough time has passed for a lot of these fans. It's just been a week, not even a week. They're not like Kenny. Kenny loves football. Kenny's different than the rest of these people. The average fan, no, they're not watching.
Well, Kenny also has a hot dog roller in his living room.
That's true.
I mean, a very different man. Very. But here's the other problem. And I mean no disrespect to either franchise. It ain't like I can just go from watching the Lions on a Super Bowl drive and then flip on the Pistons or Wings.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, at that point, like Pistons and Wings, you're sitting there and you're like, great, two teams that have to like beg to get in the playoffs. And do what? You get hit with a garbage can. And it doesn't take away from the achievement that, like, wow, the Pistons had, like, 4 wins last year at this time. And they have, like, 23 now.
Right.
That's a really good turnaround. You know what the problem is? It ain't the Lions. And it isn't a Super Bowl. And it isn't meaningful in the big picture. It's meaningful to the Pistons. And in the long term, it's not meaningful to you were competing for a Super Bowl. What the hell am I going to? Oh, I'm all fired up to watch Pistons Hornets?
Yeah.
Not written. No. Yeah, and that's why I think it's frustrating because, yeah, Jaden Daniels.
Look at him. Look at him right there. That's the guy that ended your life.
Yeah, and that's just it. He's a nice guy. Like, you don't hate him.
Haven't seen him
yet.
Smiling right there? Yeah. Angers me.
But see, you don't hate him yet. Like, Mahomes, you hate. Like,
I hate him.
He's up and coming. Like, it's like, okay.
Can I hate him?
Why did it have to be us?
He's supposed to be a Giant. I get to hate him. Then he hurt the Lions, which is like my other
thing.
So
this is just your ultimate spike game.
Yeah.
With him and Saquon.
Yes. Bane, 50-yard line. Rip someone's head off. I can't take it.
Maybe you should look at your own organization.
I can't. No, I can't look at them. That's awful. I would like to know from the people, are you going to be able to watch these games? And it's yes, no, and it's why. Very simple. I would just love to know. And I don't care what you're going to do if you don't watch. But I can't. The only thing I could compare what happened to you guys would be game 7 for the Wings. Lidstrom off the crossbar with like 90 seconds to go. Michigan State, Big Ten title game in 11. Never turn that on again. I care for Rico's point. Rico, massive college basketball guy. Giddy Potts. You opt out at attorney.
Yeah. Yeah, because
without the Lundqvist.
The reason being, kind of like the Lions, that was going to be your year. It was all set up for you.
Yep.
The locations were all set up for you. You were going to end up playing in Chicago to go to the Final Four, which I think was Indianapolis.
And
for the Lions, yeah, you had everything here. So I think, and now you not only, it's like, what do you do with your time from now until the Super Bowl? Because people had parties planned, they had trips planned, and now you got nothing.
I'll tell you straight away, if I didn't do this job, and from a Lions perspective, I wouldn't watch. I would not watch the Super Bowl. I'd stare at the sky before I watch this. The only thing that mattered was us being there. Why the hell would I want to see anybody else happy? Essentially, you'd be watching a game rooting for people to get hurt.
But so you wouldn't feel happy if Buffalo made it?
No. F them. Wow. That stupid city. No, I'm not happy for anyone. I hate everyone right now. This was supposed to be us. So I'm just like, as a Giants fan, forget it. Lions, it's different. This is now very personal for these people. And yes, I can be happy for Bills Mafia. But I don't want anyone happy. Is that bad? Does that make me bad?
No, it doesn't at all. I was that way in 2017 when the Steelers lost to the Jags in the playoffs.
I had Jags plus 6.5 in that game. I was in Vegas for that game.
They ended up going to the AFC title game to face New England, who then beat us early in the regular season Jesse James. So I didn't watch that AFC championship game.
No, you skipped out because the upstart Jags ended you the same way the upstart Commanders ended the Lions.
Yes.
Rico, it might be a personality flaw. Generally, in life, I like seeing people succeed. I can be happy for people. When it comes to sports, sports, it's like Housewives of New Jersey. Yeah, I hate everyone.
When it comes to sports, the problem is everybody likes to see that upset, except for when it's your team upset.
Yes, NCAA tournament.
Right.
I want chaos.
Like that day, everybody was rooting for that team. No one was rooting for MSU, and I'm like, okay, come on, but win the game. But you're going to win the game. But you're not going to win this thing. And with like 58 seconds left is when reality kicked in.
Does this describe how that went for you at the end of the game?
No.
Okay. Was it just more this? Yeah. I know it definitely wasn't this.
No, it was more of the...
That was my reaction.
Yeah, right, there you go. David, as the clock went down.
I think it was just the more of a blank stare. Just
catatonic.
This is not happening.
Got it.
And a lot of Lions fans were like, this is not, like the 12 men on the field, this is not happening. Not like this.
I'm opting out of football. I think that's where I'd be if I were a Lion fan. And I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're bad.
Right, it's where you're hoping that all of a sudden the alarm clock goes off and you're like, oh my God, I had a terrible dream. Woo, wow, we lost this game. Okay, now
Bill Murray,
it's a real game.
Groundhog Day.
Right.
Phil? 248-539-9797.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.